Some fishermen are pinning their hopes on a new kind of trawl net to use in the Gulf of Maine. It's designed to scoop up abundant flatfish like flounder and sole while avoiding species like cod, which regulators say are in severe decline. Fred Bever has the details.
For centuries, cod were plentiful and a prime target for the Gulf of Maine fleet. But in recent years, catch quotas have been drastically reduced as the number of cod of reproductive age dropped perilously low, according to regulators. For many boats, that turned the formerly prized groundfish into unwanted bycatch. But for fishermen, it can be tough to avoid cod while trying to catch other fish, and the stakes are high. Jim Ford's trawler, the Lisa Ann II, is based in Newburyport, Massachusetts.
Say tomorrow I go out, have a 10,000-pound set of cod, and I only have 4,000 pounds of quota. You essentially, your sector manager, the person that oversees this, would shut me down.
Not only that, Ford would be forced to lease cod quota allowances from other fishermen to cover his overage. The cost of such leases, he says, can quickly outweigh the value of the cod that's inadvertently been landed.
And I would pay a ridiculous price. And then you're shut down. You can't even go fishing.
But instead of joining the growing number of New England fishermen hanging up their nets, Ford has worked instead to modify the nets themselves. This summer, he joined a netmaker and scientists at Portland's Gulf of Maine Research Institute to design a trawl net that aims to target species that can still be profitable while avoiding cod.
So I think of a net as a cone of netting being pulled through the water and over the seabed.
Steve Ayers is the scientist who led the project. He says the typical flatfish trawl net has an opening height of about 6 feet. Flounder, pollock, gray sole, they all keep very low to the seabed, with cod typically swimming only a few feet above. So the challenge was to design a functional net with a much smaller vertical opening, about 2 feet high.
By reducing the height of the net and making modifications to the top panel of the net, we allowed the cod that swim above the seabed to actually swim over the top of the net.
After testing in a simulator tank in Newfoundland, Ford and Ayers took the net to sea for a real-world trial. 12 days, they fished the new design against a traditional net, and the results were good.
We were able to avoid around half the cod compared to the traditional net and still retain our flatfish. So for fishermen, they're still being profitable. They're still maintaining their flatfish catch, and they weren't losing any.
We had a good reduction in cod, and we didn't lose any on flounders. I would say we were pretty even on the flounders. I mean, one toe you'd have a little bit better, one toe a little less, but it was fairly consistent.
And fisherman Jim Ford says the ultra-low opening trawl net also produced less drag, saving on fuel. He liked it well enough to take it out again. GMRI is making 3 of the modified nets available for fishermen to try out free here on the East Coast. It's an important option when nets can cost $10,000 and more. And it's the kind of innovation that's become prevalent over the last 6 years as regulators have deployed a quota system that frequently changes its parameters as one species or another becomes more or less abundant.
The Gulf of Maine is essentially a large portfolio of different species.
Brett Alger is a groundfish policy analyst at the Greater Atlantic Regional Fisheries Office.
I think there's always going to be and always should be gear innovations, technological advances in the fishery to help support fishermen to, you know, reach their sort of not only their fisheries goals, but their business goals.
At the Gulf of Maine Research Institute, scientist Steve Ayers is turning to his next challenge in trying to help both the Gulf ecosystem and its fishermen, an off-bottom trawl that will target haddock and redfish while avoiding cod and other less abundant fish. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.